What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. Somebody just took a poll and found out that more than a third of Americans named the U.S. government as the most important problem facing the United States. And this is the highest percentage ever recorded. 35% of Americans said that government was the most important problem due to its corruption, incompetence. They're absolutely right here. This was a Gallup survey. This one was taken basically at the start of this month here. All right, let's talk a little bit about the economic news here. And let's see, how did the stock markets end up? They weren't doing very well earlier in the day. They ended in the red, not by a huge amount, but still in the red. It's not looking very good here. Around the world, in fact, the automotive industry is failing. And I think a big part of the problem is that the automotive industry, like so many others, basically was operating on planned obsolescence, that the affordable automobiles, the lower cost automobiles, are designed to only last 5 years, then you buy a new one. The high-end automobiles are designed to last 8 years, 5 years for the first owner, and then 3 years for the secondary market. But with the consumer economy turning into a desert, people are hanging onto their cars as long as they possibly can. We held onto that Honda for 18 years before it got stolen and stripped. And that's, we're seeing that everywhere. It's the same thing that's impacting iPhone sales. iPhone's model was come out with a new, really hip phone every 3 years, and people will just turn in their old phones and buy the new phones. Doesn't work anymore. People are hanging on to stuff that they already own that is working just fine. And if you have an entire economy built on planned obsolescence, that slowdown in consumer spending, that unwillingness for consumers to go along with that kind of salesmanship, that's a big problem. And it's hitting the automotive industry, and it's pushing everyone towards recession, according to Business Insider. Honda, Nissan, Ford, and General Motors have announced thousands of job cuts in Europe. Jaguar Land Rover is also cutting jobs. Now, UBS shares have tumbled. A French judge has slapped the bank with a $5.1 billion, with a B, tax evasion fine. In the Paris court found UBS guilty of having actively helped wealthy French clients hide money from French tax authorities in undeclared Swiss bank accounts and ordered the bank to pay $5.1 billion. This is a record sum in France and almost hit the maximum in French law, which would have been $6 billion. Jesse James was right. The bankers are the real outlaws. Gold is nearing its $1,350 per ounce resistance level, which always seems to be a bounce point. In the last 5 years, it has been up there four times. And every time it gets at that price, something pushes the price back down. It gets smacked down real hard. It's being manipulated, obviously. It's all fakery. Okay. I'm going to skip that one here. Amazon has paid zero corporate tax for a second year in a row, despite a net income of $11.2 billion. And that's largely due to Trump's tax bonanza of 2017. The corporations and the ultra-rich, they got all the tax breaks. Middle-class taxpayers, they didn't get anything. A lot of people are coming back from their tax preparers absolutely shocked. What do you mean I owe the IRS? Now, Ocasio-Cortez, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is still trying to defend her role in sinking Amazon's move to New York City, claiming the deal would have been one of the biggest giveaways in state history and would have priced people out of the local community. And yes, New York was going to shovel a lot of taxpayer money into Amazon to lure them there. And yes, Amazon being there could have started raising local rents, real estate prices. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez comes across as a joke, but think about what's been going on in the communities around Silicon Valley. When all those high-tech companies were lured to that one area and they basically turned it into one of the most expensive places in the world to live, to the point where people who are working full-time jobs in those Silicon Valley companies are having to live in their cars. The economy's totally out of whack. It's totally out of balance. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. But the economy is unbalanced. The wealth inequality is at record highs, and you can't have a smoothly running economy that way. Yes, it's good that smart people and creative people, people who work hard, get richer, but you have to make sure that the economy doesn't get this much out of balance or the entire economy is at risk. What we were saying about iPhone sales and automobile sales, people just don't have the money to buy these things. And these entire sectors of the economy are looking at collapse here. And this is going to be global because of economic globalism. As the United States slides into recession, so does Europe. Now, here's an interesting story from Deutsche Bank, which is another one of these large banks that keeps engaging in nefarious deals. Apparently, Donald Trump's business interests owe Deutsche Bank some money. And back in 2016, Deutsche Bank decided, or rather talked about extending the Trump loan terms because they were afraid he might default, and that would put them in the uncomfortable position of trying to seize the assets of the president of the United States. And I think it was a good business decision, but we'll see what happens. Now, here's a interesting little announcement. This is coming from Putin himself. Russia's foreign exchange reserves can now cover all of the debt owed by both the government and domestic businesses. Think about that one. For the first time in history, Russia's reserves fully cover foreign debt, including government and the commercial debt sector. The country's external debt amounts to $453 billion. Its international reserve funds stand at $475 billion. Now that is a well-managed national economy. Which reminds me, how's the U.S. economy doing? Do our reserves cover our debt? I don't think so. Over at the Washington Compost, they're trying to compare Trump to Hitler over the national emergency for the border wall. And they're basically saying that the rise of Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party began with a national emergency. Actually, no. It began with the passage by the legislature of the Enabling Acts. But everybody's going on back to Hitler and or the Berlin Wall, and I forget who it was trying to compare Trump's wall with the Berlin Wall, and the two were completely opposite. The Berlin Wall was about keeping people in. Trump's wall is about keeping people out. It was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez who compared the Trump border wall with the Berlin Wall. Thank you for that. Maxine Waters is now out there saying that people who support the wall do not love this country. That if you're patriotic, you will have open borders. That is a bit of a reach. I mean, really. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Tom in Connecticut. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Have you heard of this Audi green diesel thing that they've been developing for the last couple of years?
No.
You should look into it. It's very curious. They take, it's kind of an odd take on, breaking hydrogen from water and making it into a, running your car in water idea that's been around for a long time.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and apparently they've invented a synthetic fuel that's made from carbon dioxide and water. Well, there's a solution for Al Gore to get behind.
Yeah, but, hello, that's been around for a couple years now.
Yeah, this article is, of 2015.
Yeah, and they're trying to get traction with it. Evidently, the prime minister, somebody highly placed in the German government ran their car on this stuff. And that, Tesla tried to get going with the fact that you could buy their car and then you could charge it for no charge at their official charging stations.
Right? Yeah.
I can't believe that Audi isn't pushing that and saying, if you have a diesel vehicle, we can we'll give you endless fuel.
Well, here's the reason
it's
we may not...
It's benign for the environment by what they're saying as far as the...
Okay, here's the question. What does it cost to make this fuel? The article says it's a theoretical exercise that the scientists were able to accomplish this. Can it be brought to an industrial scale at an affordable price? That's one of the reasons why the whole ethanol situation fell apart. It turned out, first of all, it wasn't carbon neutral. And because ethanol has less energy than gasoline, people had to buy more of it and burn more of it to get the same amount of work out of their cars. And so it turned out to be more expensive. Now,
appears to be cost effective. The whole riff on electrolysis, I was involved with a whole bunch of people back in the day. I wanted to run your car on water. But the electrolysis nature of trying to split hydrogen and oxygen and then make it a viable, combustible product to run your car on became the big issue. Evidently, these guys have cracked the code. I've read about this because I was very curious, given what I've known about these things, that they feel it's economically viable to do this because of whatever process they have found to do this kind of thing. And, green deals, whatever, it's just odd. So these people they're a massive frigging car company, and that they haven't been able to get any kind of press coverage on this. It covers stuff that is possible in the next 5 years. Oh, let's find a cancer cure in the next 10 years. Research indicates that this may be possible. This is happening now. And it's the nature of mainstream media, I guess, that they don't want to really say, oh, look, there's something by a major company. It's not like internet bizarro world that somebody comes
well,
up with a free
you need to device. Remember, you need to remember that the petroleum industry has a long history of animosity toward diesel. When the diesel engine was first developed, it was designed to run on things like vegetable oil. And
hemp. Hemp oil. If you
what's hemp oil?
Well, run it on diesel fuel. I mean, a lot of information is out there that they developed engines to run on hemp oil back in the day, Ford even.
Yeah, they were, and they probably could be developed again, but you need to remember that after Diesel himself died, and I might add under suspicious circumstances, the technology to produce diesel was bankrolled by the Rothschilds, who then turned around and offered to fund development of tanks for one of the two world wars. I'm forgetting which one. And the deal was that they made diesel a very specific fuel, and then part of the deal to fund the tanks was that I think it was Great Britain would buy their diesel fuel from these Rothschild-owned companies. So wow. Diesel's engine was designed to run on just about anything you could put into it, and because of that, you know, commercialization factor, it requires a very specific fuel. Now, this e-diesel does look very good, but even the article I'm looking at is saying they've only got a small pilot plant, and to really have large scale, I mean, look how much money has been spent to build refineries all over the globe. You'd have to have something on a scale approaching that before e-diesel became really viable. It may get here eventually, but
where it starts from. And then to understand.
Well, it may get here eventually, but it's going to be a slow process. It's not like everybody's going to, you know, say, oh, let's have e-diesel today, because it's going to take a while for that support infrastructure to develop. I mean, if you study the early history of the automobile, you have to realize there was quite a significant lag between the first automobiles getting out on the roads and the development of roadside gas stations.
Exactly.
In the very first case, you would buy cans of gas from – please let me finish. You would buy cans of gasoline from hardware stores, and you'd fill your tank in your front yard. And it just took a while for that all to come on up. Anyway, Tom, we're going to let you go, and thank you very much for the phone call.
Take care. Thank you.
All right. Getting on back to immigration and globalism. Apparently, 25 MS-13 gang members have been deported from one of the migrant caravans in Mexico. And they were apparently concealed within the caravan of 1,600 Central American migrants just across the U.S. border. And the caravan arrived at Piedras Negras, Mexico, 2 weeks ago, across the border from Eagle Pass, Texas, when officials from the Instituto Nacional de Migración identified 10 gang members from MS-13. But after warehouse scuffles with police last week, officials discovered and deported 15 more. So, yeah, MS-13. Welcome to our country. We're going to have all this kind of stuff here. Maxine Waters went on TV. She's out there saying she's, you know, that they're going to stop President Trump's emergency declaration. We're going to have Republicans joining with us to stop this tyrant from protecting the borders of our nation. And then, of course, she spun off into, we need to impeach this guy. He's acting illegally. We've got to remove him from office. Actually, no, Trump acted within the letter of the law. Here's an example of why this refugee immigration thing is generating a hostile response. Apparently, over in Great Britain, there was this family from Cameroon in West Africa. They lived in a three-bedroom home that was provided by the British government for $20,000 a year, and they proceeded to have kids. They now have 8 kids, and they're demanding a larger house. They've been offered a 5-bedroom house. They turned that down. They want effectively a mansion. Have them move in with Theresa May, I think, is a good idea. We're starting to see big, huge cracks in the British establishment. 7 members of parliament have resigned from the Labour Party in protests at Corbyn's approach to Brexit, as well as the smear campaign of anti-Semitism against him. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about events taking place in Great Britain, where we're starting to see the Labour Party break up. Apparently, seven MPs resigned from the Labour Party protesting Jeremy Corbyn's approach to Brexit and also in response to his anti-Semitism, which appears to have been a smear job. And apparently, over on the Tory side, three members of Parliament announced they're going to be jumping ship. So it's all starting to come apart over there. George Galloway, in discussing the seven MPs who left the Labour Party, described them as the seven dwarves and says he's ready to rejoin the party. He's been out of politics for a while. He's a talk radio host. And now he wants to get back into politics here. There is a war of words going on between Sweden and Hungary. And it's escalating, and it all gets back down to this Hungary pro-family policy. And the Swedish cabinet minister is saying, boy, that's just like Nazi Germany. And just one second here. Hello? Okay, it must be a telemarketer. The reason I had to answer that is because I was expecting a call from somebody that I had to take. So I apologize for that here. So, again, this whole thing about the open borders and the refugees. Well, first it was the Confederates, and now they're coming after John Wayne. And I'm not saying that John Wayne isn't squeaky clean or anything, but apparently somebody found this old Playboy interview in which he expressed his honest opinion, as we all have a right to do under the First Amendment, regarding white people, homosexuality. And so, you know, he gave his views on race. This was back in 1971, back when everybody still enjoyed a right to express their honest opinion. Remember that old saying, I may not agree with what you're saying, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. That's the way this country used to work. Now it's, don't you dare say something that I might find offensive. Now, earlier in the week, we were talking about that very famous picture of this sailor kissing this woman as World War II came to an end. It's an iconic photograph. Two women claim to be the girl in the photograph. And it was made an issue because the gentleman in the photograph passed away. And we had a caller into the show saying, well, you know, today that would be considered sexual assault and you'd get hashtag Me Too on it. It actually happened. Down in Sarasota, Florida, there is a statue based on that photo, and it's been spray painted hashtag Me Too. That is vandalism. Okay. Over at LifeSite News, they're talking about, well, actually something that happened in Edinburgh, where apparently an Edinburgh laborer shouted abuse at transgender woman. It turns out one Graham Spears, a father of two and a construction worker, was walking past a pub in Bonnington with a few buddies when they passed a transgender woman, a biological male, in female clothes. And while the journalist is trying to make it sound as if Spears was screaming at the apparent victim, witnesses are saying they merely pointed and laughed. Well, some of those transgenders really get outrageous out there, and maybe they're trying to attract attention. Now, Donald Trump has announced an effort to decriminalize homosexuality worldwide. I applaud that. To my surprise, a magazine named Out, which is devoted to LGBT issues, ran an op-ed slamming Trump's efforts to decriminalize homosexual behavior across the globe, saying that it is only a cover for a colonialist attitude toward Iran. And the author of this op-ed actually defended Iran from charges that its theocratic regime has a brutal record against gays. So they're working at cross purposes here. Now, obviously, I think Trump's plan is to simply talk to nations with which we are on friendly terms and say it might be time to decriminalize gay behavior. Going to have a hard sell in the Muslim nations, I will grant you. But, you know, they're entitled to their opinions and their beliefs. And in the end, it's all opinion and belief. Nowhere is it graven in stone how we're supposed to behave. I actually got somebody upset at me the other day for reminding them there are actually different versions of the Ten Commandments. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're in the world of liberalism and political correctness. And you're not going to believe this next story. This one's happening up in Canada at the basically in Alberta. And they have been forced to forfeit the rest of its season. This youth hockey team has been forced to forfeit the rest of its season after an online video triggered angry liberals. They're even receiving death threats. So what happened? Well, the video showed them dancing in the locker room to energizing music. That's it. What got the liberals upset was their choice of music happened to be from a group with Native American ancestry. And they're screaming cultural appropriation. I mean, this is utterly ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. Now, in my car, it'll accept a USB drive and play music from it. And I have a USB drive with a bunch of MP3s because the original CDs were all stolen with the Honda. One of them is an album by a Native American artist. In fact, it's one of my favorite albums. I'm not guilty of cultural appropriation. I'm appreciating good music. Over at Purdue University, there are two female students were suspended for false accusations of sexual assault. Now they're suing the university to get back in. And again, hoaxes, 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 hoaxes. You've got to be very suspicious when somebody screams rape or hate crime or anti-gay crime or racism or whatever. PBS recently aired a documentary on the eugenics crusade. Now, most people of my generation, when they think eugenics, they think Nazi Germany. Not so. It began here in the United States back in the 1930s. There were laws in many states that allowed people to be forcibly sterilized. Hitler got all his ideas for race hygiene from here in the United States of America. It was because of what Hitler did with it that the eugenics movement fizzled out after World War II, but it looks like they're trying to stage a comeback here. Now, this one was pretty stupid. There's a school running a community arts center in Ohio, and they were advertising a party game where kids are instructed to eliminate the president with toy guns. The game entitled President has been advertised as part of a Nerf gun-themed party organized by the Olmsted Performing Arts Community Center in Berea, a suburb of Cleveland. That is just stupid that they even did that. You hear all this talk about, you know, guns and violence, and but it's okay if the violence is directed at the president, apparently. Oh, you're going to love this next one. Do you remember back in 1996, there was a play called The Vagina Monologues that was built around 15 monologues from women in the 90s. And apparently they were going to perform it at Princeton University, but they've run into a problem because the play assumes that women must have vaginas. Of course, we know in this day and age, that's not necessarily true. And we don't want to offend the very, very confused people who think they're women who have the other kind of plumbing. I want to talk about that Gary Martin case. This is the Aurora, Illinois shooting that happened. And the story has all but disappeared because it didn't fit the narrative. Gary was black. And the narrative for mass gun violence is the shooters are always white. And the gun grabbers are screaming, more gun laws, more gun laws. It turns out that he wasn't supposed to own a gun. He was a convicted felon. The law just wasn't enforced. And if the workers at that factory had been carrying, maybe fewer people would have died. That's what you've got to ask every time you hear another one of these shooting cases. Oh, somebody walked in with a gun and shot 27 people. Well, what if those 27 had been armed themselves and able to return fire? There have actually been incidents of attempted mass shootings, shooters being stopped literally dead in their tracks because one of the intended victims was armed. The corporate media never reports that. They don't want you to think about the possibility that you have a right and the means to defend yourself. They want you dependent on the police. They want you dependent on the government. Because dependency is slavery here. So, a lot of people have been talking about these sheriffs in these states that are passing these draconian gun laws. Say, do sheriffs really have the right to choose which laws to enforce? Because after all, the people voted to support more gun control. Isn't that how it's supposed to work? No, because we're not a democracy. In a democracy, majority rules. The USA is a constitutional republic, and that constitution is unquestionably and unambiguously the supreme law of the land. Okay, let's see. Let's skip on down here. We're going to talk about human-caused global warming here. It has snowed twice in Las Vegas this week. More is coming for Arizona. And apparently, it was such a surprise to see snow on the ground in Las Vegas. Everybody was taking pictures and videos and trying to send them out on Instagram and Facebook. It actually jammed up the internet. It slowed it down. This is the first persistent snow in Las Vegas since they started keeping records in 1937. That's what tells us a little ice age is coming on, a new Maunder minimum, a grand solar minimum. It's not how much snow is coming down, although a lot has come down. It's that it's coming down in places that haven't had it before, like down on Maui. Apparently, the weather was so bad in Las Vegas, they had to divert an American Airlines flight to Nellis Air Force Base. Flight 671 was inbound from Dallas, and they're refueling the plane, or they refueled the plane at Nellis, and it would finally make the jump over to Las Vegas. But apparently, they had some visibility problems. McCarran International Airport isn't built to deal with winter weather. Now, as that caller into our show reported, snow has been reported in Calabasas, Santa Monica Mountains. Temperatures are continuing to drop. There is actually a prediction that there could be snow in the Hollywood Hills. And, of course, the East Coast is getting their pounding. So, gosh darn, that human-caused global warming. Getting on back to guns and gun rights. Over in Lincoln County, they responded to state gun control legislation by declaring themselves a sanctuary. And they're not the first to do it. There have been other counties across the United States who are turning the liberals' own weapon against them. We declare this county a sanctuary county for firearms owners. And apparently, the Lincoln County Commissioners passed the resolution 4-1. And Lincoln County Sheriff Robert Shepard and other sheriffs across the state contend some provisions in the proposed laws are clearly unconstitutional. Out in California, there was a young man fatally shot by police after they found him unresponsive in his car with a gun in his lap. They shot him 25 times, including shooting him in the middle of his face, throat, blowing off part of his ear. Now, the police contend that the car doors were locked, and that's why they couldn't just reach in and quietly remove the gun before this guy woke up. That story fell apart. It was revealed that the passenger window on the car had been broken and was taped over with thin plastic that could have easily been cut through. 25 times. And apparently this guy was a Bay Area rapper. He was Willie McCoy. And he's a Bay Area rapper. And he was driving a Mercedes. Maybe that's why the cops went up there and checked it out. Oh, black guy in a Mercedes. Got to be something wrong there. Which is profiling. There is still an argument going on between Donald Trump and Governor Gavin Newsom over the $3.5 billion that the federal government gave to California to build that high-speed rail system, which has now been pulled back. Newsom says, no, that money is ours to spend any way that we want. We want to spend it on the illegal immigrants. We can do that. This is just the president getting revenge for the wall lawsuit. So Trump is saying it's wasted money. I agree. And you have to wonder what's going on within our government and corporate structure, that these projects will just get so out of control in terms of cost and duration. Our light rail system was supposed to be finished and running years ago. It's still being built and rebuilt and rebuilt and repaired. And the costs have gone through the roof. There's a grassroots movement out here demanding an audit. Hewitt and the state office associated with the light rail project are fighting it tooth and nail, which tells you something went wrong or something got really crooked here. Over in New York, they're cracking down on knives. And no, we're not talking about spring-operated blades, like switchblades. We're talking about so-called gravity knives. These are knives that are capable of being opened by force of gravity or a slight flick of the wrist. And it's a problem because a lot of people have no way of knowing that the knives they're already carrying are about to become illegal. And again, Second Amendment issues arise here because the Second Amendment doesn't reserve the right to keep and bear firearms. It's all arms, and that includes knives. I've got some knives that would clearly be illegal under that New York law. Getting into the world of computers and so forth, researchers are now blaming YouTube for the rise in flat earthers. This is according to Ashley Landrum, assistant professor of science communication at Texas Tech University. And all but one of 30 flat earthers interviewed said they hadn't considered the earth to be flat until watching videos promoting the theory on YouTube. Promoting is exactly the word. This is a hoax being promoted to make the internet and people on the internet look kooky. It's just like claims that the moon landings were faked, or claims about chemtrails, or claims about Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster's love child. But even with the failures of Common Core, do you really think modern Americans are going to be convinced the earth is flat by a YouTube video? I don't think so. I really don't think so. And I don't know who this professor talked to. I wonder if she wound up accidentally talking to the people producing those videos. Probably she sent out a notice. Do you believe in the earth is flat? I want to interview you. And the people behind this propaganda said, oh, quick, we've got to get some people over there. Not too long ago, blockchains were declared as unhackable. Unfortunately, last month, the security team at Coinbase discovered that Ethereum Classic was under attack. Its blockchain is, in fact, getting hacked. I want to go back to just having coins and paper in my pocket. I was at the store the other day, and when I was a kid, you'd go into a store, you'd grab what you wanted to buy, you'd put it on the counter, they'd punch a couple of buttons on the cash register, you'd give them money, you take your product, everybody goes home happy. Today, like they're pushing all these buttons for marketing stuff and codes, and they've got to enter this and enter your birth date for the alcohol purchase and stuff. I didn't push that many buttons flying Viking to Mars. You know, they put up these laser scanners to make the checkout process easier and more convenient, and then they junk it all up with all this other stuff. Anyway, if you are using password managers like 1Password, Dashlane, KeePass, and LastPass, they all have vulnerabilities. And it makes sense that password managers would be a target of hackers if they didn't come with built-in backdoors. And I would never, ever, ever use a password manager. And I got a lot of passwords. Okay, if you have the Google Nest Guard, which has been available since 2017, it may come as a surprise to you. It has a microphone inside. And apparently people learned about it only when Google announced that a software update would make Nest Guard voice controlled. And everybody said, we didn't know there was a microphone. How do we know it hasn't been used up to this point? Google is saying this was merely an error on their part. And no, I'm not going to have voice control. The only reason I've got Siri activated is the car doesn't work properly without it. All righty. Apparently down in Australia, they launched a system for automated debt collection. They called it RoboDebt. And apparently over a two-year period, this machine automation program canceled payments to at-risk people, and at least 2,030 people actually died from this mistake. Exposure, starvation, couldn't get their medicines. This is another reason I think moving into AI is premature. We can't even get the non-AI software to work correctly. Over in the EU, they're still pushing forward on their new copyright directive. And last week, they published what they're calling the final draft. And it basically infuriated everybody, including the entertainment companies that lobbied for it in the first place. We'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're talking about computers. And probably remember an old song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. Apparently, there's a big problem with online dating scammers. And apparently, it's costing consumers more than $143 million last year. This is coming from the Federal Trade Commission. And basically, what it is, these con artists are going onto dating websites and social media. They craft a phony identity. They use a photo of somebody else, build a phony profile. They create this charming persona. And after bamboozling the victim into believing it's true love, they then ask for money. Oh, I've had a medical emergency. You know, I need some money. My car broke down. Whatever the excuse is going to be. And unfortunately, a lot of people who have never actually physically met this person that they see on the computer screen, they fork the money over. So be careful out there. There are a lot of bad people out there on social media and the dating sites here. Another one that you need to look out for are these quick sales arranger things like Letgo, because you're starting to see situations now where criminals will put out an ad for like a really good car at a really good low price, and then somebody shows up to buy it and they get robbed. Anyway, little article here. This is coming from Natural News. Is chemotherapy worth it? Studies prove that chemical intervention actually worsens the quality of life. Yeah, I got to see that with my mother. And does it seem to actually have a benefit to overall survival? Some research even shows that chemo spreads cancer instead of stopping it. I mean, it's highly, highly toxic. Scientists have known for years that a number of these chemotherapy drugs are actually carcinogenic themselves. Now, John Rappaport came on out with a wonderful analysis of why there are so many drug ads on TV. And he says, you're not going to remember these names, Otezla, Namzaric, Keytruda, Cosentyx, when you go to the doctor's office. The real purpose here isn't generating sales, although obviously if it does, the pharmaceutical industry likes that. It's simply by spending enough total money for ads for all drugs, they dominate the TV time for commercials. They can control the news, and that is exactly what they want to do, which is why you'd never see any stories about harmful drugs on TV. You never see any stories questioning vaccine safety on the news. The USDA has ruled that pink slime can officially be called ground beef. Now, pink slime is a food additive made from beef trimmings exposed to ammonia gas, and back in 2012 was found in 70% of American burgers. So I think we're in the age of Soylent Pink. All right, there's some music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. Have let's see. Oh, apparently Laura Presley will be on about election fraud with John Stadmiller. So stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.